Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have a very special guest, Temecula City Council member Mike Nagar. He began his public career in 1997 by serving on Temecula's Planning Commission. He was first elected to the Temecula City Council in 1999 and was appointed to serve as Temecula's mayor in 2004, 2008, 2013, and 2016, and he is currently serving his fifth term in office. Thank you for joining me today, Councilman. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I know that over the years you've demonstrated a desire to put health and wellness of Temecula families first, and you've also been a big part of getting the Temecula Valley Hospital constructed.
Yes, we worked on that for a long time, going back all the way to 2006.
Why'd you feel the need for a hospital in Temecula? I live in Temecula, so I know we needed one because it is growing rapidly, but what was the purpose behind that?
Well, you know what? We simply did a little bit of an analysis. We said to ourselves, what is the baseline number of hospital beds a community needs, really a region needs, just to stay status quo? And then we also looked at it from an emergency point of view in the event of some sort of crisis. What would we need? From there, we created a task force called the Medical Needs Task Force, which included neighboring cities, and we compiled all the data. Once we were done with that report, we shopped it. We said, listen, this is a region that literally the healthcare industry knows nothing about. It's Southwest Riverside County, and it's probably one of the most booming areas in all of the United States of America.
Yes, definitely.
Right. So once we put ourselves on the radar screen, it was a short time till we had a taker.
Now, back in March, you recognized the nonprofit organization Sesame Workshop for promoting autism awareness. Why did you feel the need to commend that group and tell us a little bit about Sesame Workshop?
Well, really, this goes back for me as far as 2005, maybe 2008, with the birth of my son, Liam. In 2008, he was diagnosed with autism. And literally, it broke our family. It crushed us. We didn't know what we were going to do. We hadn't even heard what the word autism, anything about autism meant. And the only thing we can relate to was the movie Rain Man. And as we got further and further thrust into that world, it became apparent that not only was there a world of families living in our community in the shadows who were dealing with autism, but all kinds of other health maladies with their children, from cerebral palsy to spina bifida to mental retardation, Down syndrome, and a whole host of other maladies. These families, because of the intense care needed for their children, you never heard about, you never really seen. They're out of the mainstream. They go to school at different times. Their kids go to school in different classrooms. And until you get thrust into that world and you see just the sheer work it is involved just to assemble a wheelchair and get your child into it and get them into a classroom, let alone plan their curriculum, it's daunting and could break almost any family. Well, we've had hundreds, if not thousands, of families in the region in that situation.
I know that after you recognized the organization Sesame Workshop, they turned around and did the same for you because you've formed so many different task forces in Southwest Riverside County, one of them being the Autism Task Force. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, what we did was we got together again. We mimicked the Medical Needs Task Force. We saw the need in Temecula that we were failing terribly in what we call inclusion. We were doing things in our parks and recreation, and everything we did in the city, we did it really without regard for special needs or those with disabilities, especially children. So we formed the task force. We brought in elected members from the county, from all the neighboring cities, and we sat down and we said, look, let me educate you. Let us all be educated, I should say, on what autism is and what special needs disabilities are. So we held, over a course of a year, several symposiums once a month, came up with a playbook, came up with a resource book, and then all the electeds took it to their respective cities to go implement their programs, to go mimic in many ways what we did.
Now, you did something at the splash pad?
Yes, what we did. That is a special needs park. It's one of the first in the country, not the only one, but definitely one of the first in the country. And it has all the elements of being able to accommodate special needs and their parents in little ways that most people of typical children wouldn't recognize. There's a lot of tactile things to play with, things that are sensitive to touch, a lot of things that elicit sounds, very, very big on the autism spectrum, a lot of bright colors that is very attractive, accessible play equipment, a water equipment, because that is a heightened sense of a water and fascination of water. We tend to find those on the spectrum have. And, of course, it's a good place to cool off. And we named it Eagle Soar Park.
Okay, now let's go back a little bit to the Sesame Workshop. I know you don't work for them, but tell us their significance in autism awareness.
Well, what really impressed me and validated, I think, all that we were doing here in our own community, in our own region, was that the Sesame Workshop, I mean, Sesame Street, whose child hasn't or isn't being brought up on Sesame Street.
Right.
Now they're recognizing, I guess, the idiosyncrasies of someone on the autism spectrum, and they've literally mimicked of what we go through as parents and what children go through dealing with other children, especially socially. They were now putting it on screen on Sesame Street. They were normalizing it, and that really is all any of us ever wanted, was just to be normal.
Now, families that have an autistic child might feel like they're all alone in respect to getting help and finding resources. What resources and how can they get help?
Well, let me tell you, we have a book that's over 300 pages long that covers everything from music therapy to, you know, medical help to everything in between, from music lessons to speech therapy, occupational therapy, to education. I mean, really, really, it's all in there. Anything you need. We've done the research and made the connections for everybody here in the Valley.
Now, where can they find that?
Oh, on the City of Temecula's website.
Okay, great. And what is the website?
www.cityoftemecula.org.
In 2013, you formed the Youth, Family, and Health Regional Task Force. What is the basic focus of that task force?
Well, that's a good one, and I'm glad you asked. We did the same thing. See, there's power in numbers. We don't want to do anything alone in the city, and what affects our region and our neighbors affects us as a city as well. So in that sense, the more we could move as a group, the better. We formed this task force to tackle the very real problems that specifically the Internet and social media and the advent of smartphones is having on our families. All of this technology is all good, so don't get me wrong, but it can turn into something very bad.
Right.
So we have things such as kids being ostracized and sometimes even to the point of death through social media, Facebook. We have children. We did a whole session on sexting, saying, hey, you know what? There are predators out there. They want to take your picture. Then next thing you know, it's out on the Internet. Next thing you know, you're being bribed into having sex or bribed that it'll be out on the Internet if you don't have sex with me. So it became a form of child trafficking. There's some really dark stuff out there. Our goal was to shine the light on the dark stuff, help kids and families discern the two.
Very good. Now, quickly here before we go, I live down in Temecula. I get off of the Temecula Parkway exit each and every day on the way home from work. I know the Temecula Parkway Interchange project is going on right now, and I know everyone knows that it's designed to alleviate the traffic back up there on Temecula Parkway, but how long is a construction expected to last?
It'll last us 18 months, and we're faced with a rather huge problem. Certainly the freeway backs up there, and everybody's feeling it, including myself, but on the freeway there, we all have to remember the region around us is growing. All of those people on the freeway are not coming to Temecula, but they are passing through. They're going to the booming communities of Murrieta, Menifee, Paris, Lake Elsinore, and even Hemet, and that's really the only way in from San Diego in most cases. So we're really on a tear to get federal money to do what we call the phase two of the French Valley Parkway, which is a $170 million project. So we're really fighting for those funds. But back to the interchange that's under construction now, it'll be 18 months. It's costing about $50 million. And it'll take traffic off of Temecula Parkway considerably.
I know the freeway is going to be closed down from time to time because of the project. How can people find out about the closures ahead of time?
Two best ways. Our website, of course, which allows you to also sign up for email and text alerts. So that's pretty good. And, of course, the city's Facebook page.
Where did the money come from for the Temecula Parkway project?
Well, several places. We had the Honorable Band of Pechanga Indians put up $15 million, and they were doing that, and they're doing some other improvements on Pechanga Parkway to accommodate their expansion. There's a gas tax that's called Measure A, so we did it through those funds. There's a regional transportation fund we collect from developers called TUMF money, so we're doing it with some of those monies. We've got some federal monies, and we got some City of Temecula money. So these big projects make you have to get creative and go try to find the funding from all kinds of pots of money. There is no one source. And that is something that I'd like to communicate to everybody out there. I wish we can go one place and they write a check, but these things are seldom easy.
Now, I know that Temecula Parkway was just repaved. They did an excellent job with that. What's coming up in the future?
Well, they're doing Margarita right now. Winchester was just completed. Next, we'll be working on Paba and Rancho Vista. Ynez is about to be widened to four lanes in about 8 months. So a lot of good stuff on the horizon.
Well, great. It's always nice to know the projects that are coming up. Thank you very much, Councilman, for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Contact me anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.